afraid of the arrows or the snares that fire at me. If you believe it, say you. There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. What the note?
Although they've said a snare.
You are listening to KAYT FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I'm going to talk about a drunk church this morning. We need a drunk church. The church has and is and will always be the greatest institution in the world. Even though it has its problems, it's not perfect. Some things about the church we would all like to see change, some of us. Some people in the church we would like to see change. The church has its problems. Every church has its problems. But in spite of all the things that have been said about the church, it is still the greatest institution in the world. I've heard many people brag about Harvard University and Morehouse College and Yale and many other great institutions in the world, but none of them can surpass the spirit of the church. No matter who you are, who you profess to be, where you've been, where you're going, the church is one of the few places that I know of, no matter who you are, they will receive you. If you're walking, if you're riding in a car, if you came on in a buggy, if you came here on a bicycle, the church will receive you. You may not be able to write, may not be able to read, you may not be able to wear certain clothes, but the church still says, come. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be middle class, you can still come. You can come in. You can be tall, you can be short, You can be fat. You can be skinny. You can come. You can be ugly. You can be pretty. You can still come. You can be pigeon-toed. Not me. Slew-footed. You can still come. You can be bald-headed. Wear a wig. Wear a process. Afro. Ponytail. You can still come. The door is open. You can be a drunk, liar, backbiter, whoremonger, whorehopper. You can still come. The church cares nothing about who you are, what you have. All you need to come in is an identification card that said ye must be born again. If you got that card, you can get in the family. I'm so glad to be a part of the church. Now, some people don't like the church. They talk about the hypocrites in the church. Well, it's better to be in the church with a few of them than to be in hell and burn with all of them. Out of all the faults you find with the church, what would the world be like if we didn't have a church? The best people go to church. Something strange about church. When you walk in mad, you leave out glad. When you walk in hurting, you leave out shouting with no pain. Something strange about the church. The church is fireproof. Been in the burning fire furnace. And Jesus got in there with them and made the church fireproof. The church is waterproof. Church went down in the Red Sea and came out on the other side. The church is trouble-proof. Out of all the people that tried to destroy the church is still here. I've seen hospitals go under. I've seen them close schools. But the churches are still open. Huh? Napoleon gone. Alexander the Great gone, Caesar gone, Rome gone, the church still here, because it's truth still marching on. A lot of folk have tried to tear up a church, cuss out the church, talk about the church, split the church, leave the church, and when you die, the church still here. The church gonna be here. Because his truth still marches on. But out of all the things we say about the church, there's something unique about the church this morning that I think we still need. In a world with so much trouble, in a world where stock markets seem to be crashing, in a world where it appears that we're not sure about this bug that's in the computer, and America is in turmoil, we need now a drunk church. Yes, we need a drunk church. If we had a drunk church, we wouldn't have so many drunk people. But the reason why we got so many drunks, we don't have enough drunk church folks. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they were on one accord. And while they were in the upper room, praising God, praying for the Holy Spirit to come, the power of God came down. I mess around and preach a little bit. The power of God came down on the day of Pentecost. And they started doing weird things. They started speaking in unknown tongues. There's so much power came in the room. They were jumping and shouting, falling all out on the floor, slain in the spirit. And when the people saw, the people on the outside, they said, these folk drunk. They got to be drunk. They act like drunk folk. And Peter said, how can we be drunk? The liquor stores are still closed. In other words, let me bring it up to date. The package house, the package store, hadn't even opened up yet. How can we be drunk? Huh? They say, but you act drunk. They say we may be acting drunk, but we are not drunk with wine. We are drunk with the Holy Ghost. And Paul says in Ephesians, be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says, fill up with the Holy Spirit. So I come by to tell you, we need a drunk church. We need some drunk deacons. We need some drunk choir members. We need some drunk praise team. We need some drunk ushers. We need some drunk preachers. If we get drunk with the Holy Ghost, these other drunks won't get drunk. Am I right about it? We need to get drunk with the Holy Ghost. You know why so much trouble in the church? And why so many folk can't get in the spirit? You haven't had a shot. Reason why some of y'all come every Sunday and don't feel nothing and wondering why everybody jumping and moving. You haven't had a shot. If you get a little filth this month, you need a good filth this month. If you get a little shot of the Holy Ghost, get a little filth of kindness. You need some Jack Daniel of love. Amen. Am I right about it? You need some martini of kindness. You need to go get some beer of forgiveness. That's what we need in the church. And the Holy Ghost ought to be passing out some shots this morning. Something wrong with some of you this morning. You haven't had a shot. Touch your neighbor and say, the reason I'm happy today, I had a shot this morning. Touch your other neighbor and say, watch me in a little bit. I'm going to get happy. Because right now I'm finna take another shot. I'm glad I had a shot. I love this shot. This is the best shot that I know of. Now, if the church going to be like drunk people, if we're going to be drunk with the Holy Ghost, then let's look at the characteristic of a drunk man. First thing I want you to tell you about a drunk church is that a drunk man never gets enough. When he drank one time, he want another drink. He drinks all week long. I'm talking about a sure enough drunk. I'm not talking about these folk that's taking these little nips. Too many of y'all, the reason why some of y'all ain't doing right, you nipping. Amen. You don't drink enough. I'm talking about a big old nip. I'm talking about a big old shot. If you take this shot, it'll cut out some lies. If you stop nipping and take a real shot, it'll cut out some backbite. If you stop just nipping on the Holy Ghost and take a real shot, it'll make you love your enemy. It'll make you wring your hand. It'll make you wiggle your toes. It'll make you grit your teeth. You need a real shot. And you need to come on back and get some more. See, this stuff tastes good to a drunk man. And he always wants some more. I'm worried when folk come to church and don't want to come back to church. You're not drunk enough. See, some of you will show up this morning and won't show up no more until the next class reunion. But if you are real spiritually drunk, the more you drink, the more you want it. You see, the more I get Jesus, the more I want Jesus, the more I read the Bible, the more I want to keep reading it, the more I pray, the better I get. Every time I get a little bit of it, I want more of it. So my prayer is more of Jesus every day. I want to be more and more. So when I get high this morning, I'll be back next Sunday to get another fresh drink. You want more of Jesus. Nothing but a drunk man. He doesn't feel pain. That's why when the doctor want to kill your pain, he drug you up. That's why when the dentist getting ready to cut in your mouth, he drug you up. He putting drugs in you, killing the pain. If you get drunk enough, you won't feel a lot. If you get drunk enough, you won't feel black bites. They may be putting a knife in your back right now. And somebody said, did you know you got a knife in your back? You said, I didn't even know it. Because the lie they tell on you, you don't feel it. The try to mean thing to say about you, you don't feel it. The thing people try to do to you, you don't feel it. Because I'm high, I'm so high, I can laugh while you're talking about me. I'm so high, I can be rich when I don't have a dime. I'm so high, I'm always on a happy hour. I don't have to wait to have a happy hour. I'm having a happy hour every day. I had a happy hour early this morning. I got up out of my bed, got out on my knees, and I lifted up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And I came here shouting. Somebody said, what you happy about? I'm having my happy hour. I don't feel the pain. When I wasn't drunk, I felt the lie. When I was sober, I felt the pain. But now that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care what people say about me. They can lie on me, glory me, scandalize me. I'm going to keep on preaching. I don't feel it. I'm too drunk. I'm too drunk to worry about you. Nothing but a drunk man. A drunk man, not choicy. If you got the bottle, he'll sip out of your bottle. Long as you got the bottle, I never heard of no drunk man being choicy. If you get drunk enough, you won't have no favorite choir. If you get drunk enough, you won't have no favorite preacher. But if you get drunk enough, I'm talking about drunk enough, you shout in the White House, in the Poor House, in Mo House, yes, even in the Out House. Nothing but a drunk man. He noisy. He makes a lot of fuss. Sometimes too much fuss. But he noisy. See, when you're drunk, you are not yourself. You're under the influence of alcohol. The reason why I act like this, I'm not myself. I'm under the influence of the Holy Ghost. So he makes me noisy. I know I get on your nerve, but I got the IK hepatitis.
Come on, sir. Go ahead.
Somebody here need the IK hepatitis. I can't help it. I can't help it. When I run up and down the house, I can't help it. When I cry and ain't nobody bothering me, I can't help it. When I run and ain't nobody behind me, I can't help it.
when I laugh and it ain't nothing funny. I can't help it when you mistreat me and I keep on helping you. I can't help it when you talk about me and I keep on loving you. I can't help it. I got to tell it everywhere I go, on the highway, on the byway. I got to tell it how good God is. He made a way out of no way. I can't keep quiet. I got to tell it on the highway. Tell it, tell it, tell it everywhere I go. I belong to a noisy crowd. You know why I'm noisy? I'm drunk. Touch somebody, say I'm drunk. And I don't smell like liquor. I'm gonna close it. We need a drunk church. Nothing but a drunk man. When he drank enough, he looked like a drunk. Smell like a drunk. Walk like a drunk. If you saved and spirit filled, how come I don't see some red eyes? Got red eyes. You can tell he's drunk. You ought to look like your spirit feel. If you're saved, you ought to walk like it. If you're saved, you ought to look like it. If you're saved, somebody will see you and say, there come a child of God. They look like one. You don't have to go around and tell folk you're Christian. That live like one. And they say you look like one. You talk like one. You smell like one. You walk like one. You stagger like one. I'm filled. The Holy Ghost will change your appearance. If liquor will change a man's appearance, so will the Holy Ghost. You don't look the same. There's a glow all over you. Folks will look at you and say, you look like you're full of the fire. Tell them you've been drinking. Hallelujah. And then another thing about a drunk man, he's brave. He'll take on anything. Man, if you get a rat full of liquor, he'll jump on a cat. And then knowing the rat, that cat can eat that rat. When you get that stuff in you, it'll make you do things you say you wouldn't do. It'll make you tackle stuff that you know you can't handle. You get brave when you're drunk. You don't fear nobody. You can't embarrass a drunk man. Hallelujah. If some of y'all get drunk enough, God will move away all that cowardice. Scared. Shy, shame. Have you to get up here and pray? I don't know how to talk in public. Get drunk enough. You'll get up here. Get drunk enough. You'll forget about how people look out there. You get drunk enough. You can walk down these aisles and speak to this whole church and shake up the whole church. But to get drunk enough, you don't mind singing a song. You get drunk enough. You don't care who's looking. Because you can't embarrass a drunk man. He doesn't care nothing about you turning around and staring at it. If somebody can't stand you shouting, shout all over. Tell them you can't embarrass me. You get drunk enough. I close.
You're doing good, man.
I close. I believe I got a little voice here. I may have a little bit. Oh! I think I got it. Let me come back at it. Good God Almighty. If somebody get drunk, then you get a hangover. Somebody need to have a hangover. When you get drunk enough, you the next day you may not drink, but you still feel it. Got a hangover, got a headache. Touch your neighbor, say, I remember that. Some of y'all weren't always saved. Had a hangover. Am I right? If you're really drunk, somebody got a hangover. How I know I got a hangover? Because when I get through drinking today, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna still be shouting. That's a hangover. When you got a hangover, it'll not only stop Sunday, but it'll go Monday. It'll go Tuesday. It'll stick with you Wednesday. It'll go with you Thursday. It'll go with you Friday. It'll go all the way to next Sunday. And you come back and get drunk again. Am I right about it? The preacher ain't nothing but a bartender. Every Sunday morning, I'm passing out a drink. How much do you want? I want all of it. Getting a little more on Sunday morning, it'll make me walk right. I'm glad to get a hangover. The reason I'm gonna shout tomorrow, I'm gonna have a hangover. Ain't God all right? Some of y'all gonna stop right here this morning. You're gonna get happy and sad tomorrow. Not me, not me. I'm gonna still be happy all night long. I'm gonna still be happy all next week. You know why? I'm gonna drink enough. I'm gonna drink enough so I can have a hangover. Ain't God all right when you got a hangover? Somebody here need to be like a drunk church. One thing left about a drunk man, when he gets drunk, he'll stay out all night. Am I right about it? Don't wanna go home. Stay in the bar all night. If y'all get drunk enough, you won't run out of church before I can finish preaching. You won't run out of church going back home to the world. I know why you don't want to stay. You ain't drunk enough. You get drunk enough, you'll stay here a long time. You'll stay here and keep praying the Lord. You'll stay here and keep singing. You'll stay here and keep on shouting. And it gets so good, you don't want to go home. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad I've had a little drink. I'm glad I'm filled with the Spirit. Anybody here? Let the Holy Ghost fill your heart. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can walk like Daniel in a lion den. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can shout down the wall of Jericho just like Joshua. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like Paul, go in the Philippian jail, preach your way in, pray your way out. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like Stephen. They may stone you, but you can look up and pray for your enemy. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like John the Revelator. Later, go out on the Isles of Patmos and be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. I'm glad I'm filled with the Spirit. So I tell him, every morning, Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Guide me. Anybody here got the Holy Ghost? I'm talking about sure enough spirit feel. Are you glad? Are you glad? Are you glad he feel you? I don't get drunk with wine, but I get drunk off Jesus. He won't hurt you.
He won't hurt you. When you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, it won't tear up your home. When you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, you won't get fired off your job. If you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, you won't go home and beat your wife. But you'll love your wife. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you will submit to your husband. Why submit yourself unto your husband? Husband, love your wife because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost! It'll make you shout and praise the name. Holy Ghost, get all in your feet. Get all in your hand. Get all on your tongue. And if I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise him with every one of them. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. You may be going through a storm, going through the rain. You may have trials and tribulations all in your life. But ask the Holy Ghost to fill you this morning and become like a drunk church and catch on fire. Holy Ghost!
Yeah!
Now, hold on. I want to remember something. You remember when you were out there in the clubs and you got all that wine and liquor in you? You wanted somebody to dance with you? Now that your spirit filled, can you grab your neighbor by the hand and say, will you do a Holy Ghost dance with me? I want to show the devil I can do for the Lord what I did for him. Come on, let's dance together. Church, if they did this, that was a time I'd put you out of here if you spoke in tongue. But look at me now, I'm speaking in tongue. If God can change me, he can sure change you. You got to get out of your old tradition and let the Holy Ghost saturate you. Get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. And I declare God will pull you beyond some things that you never thought you could overcome. God will make you smile. God will make you lift your hands up to him, and God will give you joy, and God will give you peace, and you won't be so depressed and down all the time. He'll give you the joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. The devil can't win no more. I'm under a new influence. Some folks have money and their troubles a few. Some folk have loved ones to show them how to do. But if you ask me how, I tried to get along. Oh, this is my story, Lord. And this is my song. I'm leaning and depending. Oh, I make it through the storm. I know I'm gonna make it. I'm leaning and I'm depending through heartache, hurt, and harm. I've been leaning and depending all through the dark night. I'm leaning and depending, Lord. God's gonna make it right. Listen, this is my verse. Coming up on the rough side is the only way I know you're looking at a child. Although my steps are slow, but listen, but if you ask me how I made it, how I made it through, I've been leading and depending, Lord, how about you? You go back through all your years in school, folk wonder how you made it. Some of them laughed at you and said you were nothing. I've been leading and depending. Oh, I'll make it. I know I'm gonna make it through the storm. How many have been leaning on the Lord? I'm leaning and depending through all my heartaches, my hurt and my harm. I made it because I'm leaning. I'm leaning. I'm leaning. When I don't have no money, I'm leaning. When the doctors give you up, you lean. When your friends turn their back on you, I'm leaning. And depending. Oh, through the dark at night, I'm leaning. That's how I made it. That's how I made it. When I look back, that's how I made it. That's the only way you're gonna make it.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Shabbat, to commend or to praise something or someone with a loud voice, with a loud exuberant voice. So therefore we come right now to Shabbat the Lord, our God. Train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he's old he won't depart from it. For out of the mouths of babes come perfected praise. Shabbat the Lord with us. Come on and put those hands together as we begin to just praise and magnify the Lord our God, for he is worthy of our praise. start to dancing. Hallelujah. Says, clap your hands, all you people, for God has triumphed gloriously. He's a great, awesome God. He's a mighty God, wonderful counselor. Clap your hands. God is an awesome God. He reigns forever and ever. Glory, we give him praise. We've got the victory.
Be heard, let them breathe. Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Express Truck Service reminds our women listeners that breast and cervical cancer is a very serious issue. Many women are diagnosed each year with these solid predators. So please schedule a complete physical and screening today. Don't put it off, because early detection is the key to increasing survival chances. That's from Express Truck Service, where service is more than a word. It's a fact backed by the right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone but Express Truck Service. At 7609 FM 31 in Marshall, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
A seed rooted in me, growing inside for my destiny. Visions I see, greatness I feel, and it's calling me.
Open my eyes and help me see all of the power you've invested within me.
You're drawing me from my comfort zone, safely leading and making me whole. There is no limit, and I know you're not finished with the work you've begun in me. Yeah, open my eyes. Ahead. So much bright. There's a greater calling, calling for me. Yeah. I can feel your light shining on me. No, I'm not looking back, facing ahead. Dies, time to move over distractions, making it happen. That's what I'm called to do. It's my new reality, embracing what is meant for me. You've illuminated destiny. Now I'm ready, ready to go. It's my time, getting nearer. Everything is so much clearer.
Yeah.
walking right. When you hear me, oh, I'm talking right. When I'm giving up right for wrong, that ain't nothing but a sign. You and me, oh God,
he's using
for
me.
Mighty, 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 yes. Not ashamed.
God's using me.
Standing telling people. Ain't nothing but a sign. God is
using me.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes.
I'm glad tonight. I'm glad.
Send me.
Here's another thing. Yeah. Using my hand. His blessed will. He using my feet. Help me to climb the hill. Using my eyes, I might see. When you see things happening, God is using me. Yeah. Real, 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 real blessed.
Using me.
You didn't have to choose me.
Yes.
I feel privileged that he picked out me, that I might be picked on to serve him tonight.
God's
oh, I'm glad I'm